Senator Prince Johnson was buried last Saturday, January 18, in his home region of Nima County, following a week-long state and traditional funeral. President Joseph Boakai eulogized him as a man who contributed to national reconciliation and supported the resolution to establish the War Crimes Court.
In his later years, Senator Johnson worked diligently to promote healing in our nation. He often described himself as a man of peace. One of his significant contributions to the nation before his passing was his public support for the establishment of War Crimes Court.
Vice President Jeremiah Kuhn, who also hails from Johnson's Nima County, described the late senator as the liberator of the region's people.
He was never guilty. And because he was never guilty, he signed a war crime court because he wanted to go to court and tell the people of this country that he defended this country and his people. And so he was never guilty. But you left your children here. And that's why we'll say it for you, because you can't speak now. You are not guilty. You are never guilty. There is no court in this country or internationally that found you guilty. That's why we celebrate you as our hero.
Thomas Yaya Nimle is an ex-warlord and current senator of Gwengide County. He blamed the Boakai government for betraying the late senator after an agreement to protect Johnson from the War Crimes Court for his role in the Lone Civil War.
He went to rescue and did more than what he did for Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Weah. He produced a vice president and produced a president simultaneously. And he was promised time. But when the time came, the time that was promising was never given. Senator Johnson was troubled. He called me 10 o'clock in the night. He said, I'm troubled. I was promised time and was not given time. And now we're talking about World Crown Court.
Also speaking at the funeral, Josephine Kuhlman, the resident representative of the president of the Economic Community of West Africa States, ECOWAS, recognized the late senator's contribution to education.
We remember him today for his conviction in education, which bears testament by the establishment of a university in Nimba. He held a firm conviction in the education of the youth as the key to unlocking Liberia's vast potential. This will continue to contribute meaningfully to accelerating ECOWAS's agenda for the youth as crucial to regional development, integration, peace and security.
While some from the late Senator Johnson's home region of Nima County hail him as a hero for protecting them during the Liberian Civil War, others say his death comes without accountability for his role in the Civil War and for families of victims who accuse him of war crimes. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsin in Monrovia, Liberia.